Well, I trust that we are each one thankful this morning. We have much to be thankful for. Thankful, or this song that they just sang, it started off, said, "Lately I've been through some testing and trials." Anybody been through some testing and trials? But standing here now looking back, I can say I'm thankful. You know, all of those incidents that this song talks about, these are people that went through some trials. They went through some fires, and yet they found a place of thankfulness, and the Lord brought them through. And if you are in a trial this morning, if you will keep your eyes on Jesus, the Lord is going to bring you through too. We have much to be thankful for this morning. Ask an interest in your prayers. We look into the Word of the Lord. I know that we have been in a little series, and we did not finish the message from last week, and I have a burden to continue that, and I thought we would this morning, but the Lord gave me another message He wanted me to share for this morning, and we will pick up last Sunday's another time. So we will be flexible in the Lord. I'd like to begin in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and the title of the message this morning is Thankful in a Broken World. Thankful in a Broken World. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. The words of the prophet to the people, to God's people, they were words of comfort. He said, comfort ye, my people. And I would this morning that we be comforted by the word of God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The children of Israel had been in captivity two times, and she received of that. But the message also was her iniquity has been pardoned. Is it not comforting this morning to know that the Lord has pardoned your iniquity? Any sin, any wrong, any transgression, anything that you have done, if you have asked the Lord to forgive you, He has pardoned your iniquity. I'd say that's comforting. He said, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, in a desolate, solitary place. This was a prophecy of the coming of John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. It was a prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ. But again, John came before him, preparing the way of the Lord. John the Baptist came preaching a message of repentance, of water baptism. Jesus came and made provision through his death on the cross that we might be forgiven of our sin and to make way for the Holy Spirit to come and take up his abode in our life. And it is indeed true that every valley, we are now living in the dispensation of grace. And it is true that every valley has been exalted. Thank the Lord. Every hill, every mountain, every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight. Do you realize that in life, there are a lot of valleys and there's a lot of mountains? There's a lot of things that just don't line up. There's a lot of crooked places. But with Jesus Christ, He came to make a way plain. He came to take the things that were mountains to us, and He came to level them out. The valleys that were there, He came to raise them up. The places of confusion and question, the things that I didn't know where to turn, I didn't know what to do, Jesus came to make straight the crooked places, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? What shall I say? He said, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. And what's significant about grass and flowers? He explained it in the next verse. He said, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, That's talking about you and me this morning. Do you know that our flesh, we are born, we grow up, if we are blessed with life, and then we die. Our health starts to decline. We have problems, physical issues, and that's the way of life. It's the way of the grass. It's the way of the flower. They bloom for a while, and then they start withering up. Go buy your wife flowers, and they're sitting there for a little while, and they look pretty, but you come back and look at them a little bit later, and it's just brown and dried up and drooped. What was it significant of to start with? But it's the way of flowers, and it is the way of mankind, that there is a cycle of life and there is death, and there are difficult things that happen in life. And yet, while that is true, he went on to say, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely, people is grass. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall what? Shall stand forever. People will come and go. Relationships will change. The political party will come and go. Kingdoms will rise and fall. Things will happen in life, and yet the word of our God shall stand forever. Do you know that it is the Muslims have great respect for the Quran, and they will not carry the Quran under their arm. That is disrespectful. They have to carry it like this. But do you realize that you could take this book this morning, and I wouldn't want to do it, that seems so disrespectful, I understand. But you could take the page of this, and it could be burned, and it could be thrown away, but the word of our God has not changed. The word of our God stands forever. With all of the changes in our society, and we wonder, where can I place my trust? The word of God has not changed, and it will not change. And it is worthy of placing our life and building on a sure foundation. This was a prophecy of the coming of Christ. And even when Christ came, if you will recall, it was the Roman government that was in power. But as the prophecy of Daniel was, he said, in the days of these kings, in the days of the last kingdom he spoke of was the Roman Empire, there would be a rock cut out of a mountain, and it would come and it would grow and grow and grow and fill the whole earth. It was in the days of the Roman Empire that Jesus Christ was born. And that was the beginning of a kingdom that has no end. It was the beginning of a kingdom that man cannot take away. Do you know citizenships can change? People can change who they're identified with. But when we come into the kingdom of God and are washed in the blood of Jesus, nobody can remove my citizenship. No one can take me out of that kingdom. Well, Renee wrote on the board the title, "It's Thankful in a Broken World." This is not a negative message this morning, but we live in a broken world. We live in a world that is not getting any better. It's getting worse. People's relationships, marriages, the economy right now is it's not real great. There's a lot of things in our world in trouble. There are people that are going hungry this morning. We live in a broken world. The disciples, when Christ was here, they were looking for a deliverer from their bondage. They were looking for someone to physically deliver them from the power of the Roman government. But what they did not recognize at the time was that the kingdom of God is not of this world. The kingdom of God is something spiritual. The kingdom of God is within you, as Jesus said, "Lest my servants would fight." Anytime you find people taking up warfare in the name of Christ, you can know God's not in it. Because the kingdom of God is spiritual, and it's something that's deep down inside of us. The brokenness of our world, yes, our world is broken, but Jesus Christ came to restore the brokenness in my spirit. We still, as children of God, live in a world of brokenness. But the Messiah came to bind up that which was broken. He came to forgive the sinner. He came to give hope to the hopeless. He came to be a light in the darkness. He came to give us something that we could anticipate a brighter day, looking beyond this world to a world that was going to come. The Lord wants us to be thankful this morning. Thankful for what He has done in our life. Although the world is broken, yet Jesus Christ came to do something deep down inside, because the Word of God shall stand forever. Turn with me, if you would, to another prophecy. Isaiah chapter 61. And this prophecy has special meaning, because if we would attribute a message to Jesus, this was really the first recorded message that Jesus preached. And it was, He got up and He read the Scripture and He sat down. Now, I could just read the Scripture and sit down this morning. I have a little commentary with it today. But this is what Jesus stood up and He read, and He sat down. He read out of the prophet Isaiah. And as He read this Scripture, when He was finished, He said, "This day, this Scripture is fulfilled in your ears." And I want to say, I am so thankful this morning for the fulfillment of what we're going to read. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Now, that was not talking about any man except Jesus Christ. "Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach good tidings to the meek, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." Comfort ye the people. Jesus came to comfort those that were in mourning. He came to be a restorer of the breach. He came to bind up those that are brokenhearted. He came to give liberty to those that are bound by sin, to those that are bound by the flesh, to those that are bound with unforgiveness and bitterness. Jesus came to bring about a deliverance from those things. He came to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That has been fulfilled through the coming of Jesus Christ. We live in a world, we said, that it's broken. There's a lot of broken hearts in our world today, isn't there? We look around and there's grief all around us. There's people that are struggling. There is broken relationships. It seems like so many broken relationships, so many broken homes, so many families that are broken this morning by sin and unforgiveness, selfishness. So many, we look at the economics of our world. And I'm going to read a scripture to you this morning. I woke up one night this week, or well, more than that, but one particular night. And I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and I thought, what about those that are going hungry today? And I was disturbed in my spirit, because there are hundreds of our brothers and sisters in the Church of God today in other countries that didn't have anything to eat this morning. And at lunchtime today, they will have nothing to eat today. And that disturbed me. And here we are in the week of Thanksgiving. We live in a broken world. We live in a world where there are famines. We live in a world where there are natural disasters. We live in a world where people are lonely and people are struggling. We live in a world, but Jesus came to do something in the middle of a broken world. And it is for that that we give thanks this morning. It is for that that we give the Lord we have gratitude to the Lord, because he went on to say then, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Do you have ashes this morning? Do you know Jesus came to give beauty for ashes? The oil of joy for mourning. Where there was sadness, he came to bring joy. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Have you ever had a spirit of heaviness? We all have. But do you realize that Jesus Christ came in that brokenness to give a spirit of praise, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord might be glorified, and they shall build the old waste and rise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Those things that were broken, he came to restore. Did it not start when we came broken in our sin, and the Lord looked down on us in our brokenness in his love, and he forgave us? And he didn't hold us. There's a song, and I thought, I almost saw Renee had it open this morning. I was thinking, don't sing it yet. I'd like us to sing a verse of the song in the children's hymn book. It says, something beautiful, something good, all my confusion he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. I may be hungry, and I'm not, but I could be. Could be hungry, could have physical problems, financial problems, even emotional problems, relationship problems, and yet, in a world that's broken, I have something to be thankful for, because Jesus came into my heart and he made something beautiful from the wreck that sin had made. Let's sing a verse of that song.
Something beautiful, something good. Oh.
All I had to offer him, it was brokenness, it was strife. And yet with all of that, he made something beautiful. Isn't that wonderful this morning? We say, yes, our world is broken, but oh, I give thanks in a broken world, because the Lord came in and he took what was broken and he made something beautiful. He took the sorrow and he took the spirit of heaviness and he gave me a song. Even recently, I was made aware in different ways how broken our world is. And yet in the middle of that, the Lord gave me a song. He gave me joy. He gave me happiness. He gave me a positive outlook. Why? Because of Jesus. That's what we have to be thankful for this morning. Yes, we have temporal blessings. I thank God for all the temporal blessings. I thank God for the people in my life that God has placed there. I'm thankful for a good wife, and I'm thankful for my children, and I'm thankful for the church, and I'm thankful for all of those things. But you know what? It's all because of Jesus Christ. And he came in and did for me what I could not do for myself. You've seen the sign around. I saw it again recently. We buy ugly houses. Thank the Lord. God has a sign out and said, I buy ugly houses. He buys ugly people. He buys people that are just a mess, that are broken, and he makes something beautiful out of it. And we can go to bed even if we are in famine. And for those this morning that are going to bed tonight, don't have anything to eat, maybe one day it might be me, but I can still be thankful through the hunger pains, because I have a hope of a brighter future. I have hope because I've been forgiven of my sins. I have hope that my kingdom is not of this world and I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger passing through. When you are hurt by people in your life, when your family members hurt you, when people that you trusted in reject you, you can have hope and you can have happiness because of Jesus Christ, because He did something inside that we have hope and He begins to bind up and He ministers to enable us to get up another day with the joy of the Lord in our life, although we still acknowledge, yes, we live in a broken world, but thank the Lord for what He did in here and what He's doing in each and every one of our hearts. And we say, but what about the trouble? Well, there's going to be a day that that trouble will pass. There will be a day that there will be no more burdens. There will be a day that there won't be any more heartaches. But we have them right now because our world is broken. And yet, Jesus came to minister to the pain and the hurt and to give hope where there was hopelessness. So what are some of those other areas that we give God thanks for? Number one, He forgave us of our sin. I'm thankful for that in a broken world, that my sins have been forgiven. And I can sing with the songwriter to say, it is well with my soul. Because how much of our sin was nailed to the cross? It was all of it. It wasn't in part, Brother Max, but it was the whole. All of our sins have been nailed to the cross, thank the Lord. What else do we have to be thankful for in a broken world? That we have a friend that will not walk away from us. There is a friend that sticketh closer than what? A brother. You know, brothers and sisters may come and go, but there is a friend in Jesus Christ that you can know He will be a faithful friend. We sing another song, I found a faithful friend, one that I can count on, one that will be there. Is not that reason to be thankful? When you're going through the hardships of life and you see the brokenness, it's like, wait just a minute, I have a friend and He will not forsake us. We have a comforter in the Holy Spirit this morning. We have one that can come to comfort and strengthen the innermost being. We have a helper this morning. We have a healer. Yes, physically, but most of all spiritually. There's one that when we're struggling, and it seems like young people, it seems like the temptations may be about to overwhelm you. We have someone that will help us to be able to be victorious in the fire of temptation. We have an advisor. I don't know what to do, Lord. What do I do? Seems like whatever I do is going to be the wrong thing, Lord. What do I do? If any man lack wisdom, He said, come and let him ask. The Lord, He's not going to turn us away. He's not going to upbraid us, but He's going to give us and minister to us. David said this in Psalms 116, verses 12 going. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? What am I going to give? And you say, well, what benefits? I'm kind of struggling right now. But have you been forgiven of your sin? You got to have a friend in the Lord? We have something to be thankful for. We have more to be thankful for than those that have all of the wonderful blessings of the things of this world when we have Jesus Christ. So David said, what will I give back? What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? He said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And then in verse 17, he said, I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you realize the Lord wants us to come with a thankful heart today? He doesn't want us to just be focused on the brokenness. I know it brings tears still, but you know, sometimes I have found in my own experience it's through the tear-dimmed eyes that I come to the realization of how much I have to be thankful for. The faithfulness of God, forgiveness of sin, a hope for a brighter tomorrow. So let's be as David, to be thankful in a broken world. What shall I give to the Lord? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And when you begin to do this, do you know it makes what's broken be a little bit less broken? Do you realize the impact of brokenness around us? It loses some of its sting because now my eyes and my heart is focused on the goodness of God and of that eternal spiritual kingdom that is reigning inside. Well, what about when the fig tree doesn't blossom? What about when there's no fruit on the vine? What about when there's no calf in the stall? There's no chicken in the barns, no bread in the oven. What then? What shall we do? It's a broken world, isn't it? But what did Habakkuk say? Habakkuk 3, verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be on the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. I mean, industriously working, and it wasn't coming, it was just coming to naught. He said, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. What did he say would do? He said, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. So when all these things are just broken around us, and it seems like things are just falling apart, you ever felt like things are just kind of falling apart? Physically, not feeling good, having people problems and struggles here and financially, and it just seems like you look around and it feels like things are just, wait a minute. Yet, I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And what causes rejoicing? It's Thanksgiving. That's what causes us to rejoice, because I remember I have something to be thankful for that supersedes the things that are broken in our life, in our world. Yet I will rejoice. So if you've been going through a difficult time, you're not alone. If you have financial issues, physical problems, if you've had some family problems, if you've been going through things that just seems like it won't stop, you're not alone. But yet, the prophet said, I will rejoice. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. I won't have to go through a broken world by myself. The Lord is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds. I can still play on the stringed instrument too. In other words, it was symbolic. I can still rejoice. I can still give God thanks because what He's done. So I mentioned the other night I was troubled in the middle of the night, and the Lord gave me a scripture because I was reflecting on some of the brokenness. How can it be, Lord, that people that love You and want to serve You can actually be going without food? How can that be? Maybe sometimes you've gone through some trials and say, how can this be? You know, Lord, if I love You, why is this happening? Why are they doing that? And why did this happen? Lord, why? Yet. So this is what the scripture the Lord gave me in response to my query about some of this suffering. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor the things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That is my answer to those that are going to bed hungry tonight. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. To those that are going through family problems and those that have lost loved ones, those that are suffering from broken relationships, for those that are struggling financially, my message to you, they were words of the prophet when God said, "Comfort my people." Jesus came to minister to our souls that we can be thankful in the middle of a broken world, because there is nothing that can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. I'd like to close in 1 Peter 1, verse 3. He said, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed unto the last time." I heard a song the other day, and it was one, I think maybe y'all heard it before this, but it was the Birds that introduced it. "I am so blessed." Listen to that song, "I am so blessed." And I could just say, we are blessed this morning. Yes, we've been blessed with temporal things. We've been blessed with someone in our life that loves us. And if you don't feel love this morning, you come talk to Renee and I. We love you all. But you've got people in your life that do love you. Sometimes you may wonder about some people, but you've got friends. You've got people that care. You've got someone, if you're hungry, we've got something in the fridge. You just come on home with us, and we'll share until we get hungry, and we can be hungry together then. Do you know that's what the family of God's about? That's what it's supposed to be about. And yet, we are so blessed because the Lord has done so much in our lives. And we have an inheritance that when this broken world comes to an end, we have a bright hope of eternal life. We have a bright hope. We're just passing through this brokenness right now, but we can be whole on the inside because of Jesus Christ. This is the Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving year. It's a world of should be Thanksgiving for God's people because of everything that He has done. I owe a great debt of gratitude to my Lord. And no matter the things that happen in the world around us, I can never repay my Lord for what He has done in my life, because He made something beautiful. He gave me a gift of hope. He reconciled and He restored something I could not do by myself. And I give God praise this morning. May you be comforted and strengthened, and may we give thanks to God in this broken world. Amen.